Okay, good evening, everyone. The past two shiurim, we were discussing halachos in regards to playing ball outside on Shabbos, because that is something that is important to know in regards to the summer and the spring, now that the weather is much warmer. We're going to discuss tonight another halacha that is important to know, also in regards to Shabbos, as far as the nice weather is concerned. And then Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday night, we will start halachos brachos. So you could spread the word about that. That we'll start Hilchos Brachos at that point on Sunday night, Be'ez Hashem. So for tonight, we're going to discuss the following two halachos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Lamed Vav that you are not allowed to wash your hands on top of grass, which means, let's say you need to wash your hands, whether they're dirty or for bread, for Netilas Yadayim, you are not allowed to do that on top of grass on Shabbos. And even if you have no intention of watering the grass on Shabbos, but it's a davar she'ena mischaven, you have no intention of watering the grass, you just want to wash your hands, but that is something that's called the psik resha, since for sure that's going to happen, that the water will automatically fall down to the floor and will land on the grass. So of course, you all know that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Sukkos, a lot of times people eat outside. I mean, they always eat outside, and a lot of times it's near grass. A person needs to be very careful in regards to those halachos. But the Rama over there says that it's toiv lahachmir. It's good to be strict, to not in general drink outside. And he says, and this is nogeya, by making a kiddush outside on the lawn. You find many, many times that people make a kiddush outdoors, and in general you find people take a book or a sefer to their backyard or to their front yard, and they're sitting on top of grass, and they bring out some snacks with them. Of course, we're assuming there's an Erev, let's say, and they take some snacks and some drinks. So the Rama says that it's good to be machmir, it's good to be strict, and not drink outdoors on top of grass, because he says it's very hard to avoid spilling. And this is true not only by water, also by juice and by soda and by wine, anything that could improve the grass. Now you find many people do make a kiddush outdoors. You find even in shuls that they set up a kiddush outdoors, and when it's in a shul, you assume that it was with the agreement of the Rav, and it many times on top of the grass, not only on the cement part. So the Paiskim say that there are many reasons why perhaps we could be more lenient nowadays. One reason is that the Rama that says you should preferably not, is talking about when you ate on the floor. You laid out a blanket or a towel, and you ate on the floor, and of course the floor is uneven, and you may put something down on the floor, or you may have to hold the cup of your liquid the entire time, and then you may tip the cup with the liquid. But nowadays we have tables, and the spilling is not as common. And the Rama didn't say it's anything to do with the fact that there's kids and kids spill. We're talking about even adults. But the Rama says that you shouldn't. But the reason why we're able to be more lenient nowadays, perhaps, is that here we have tables, and the tables are more sturdy, and because of that, we are allowed to assume that probably nothing will happen. If by mistake something happens, so fine, that's a person did not do an avera, because that's a davar she'ena mischaven. There's another reason to be makel, and there's other reasons besides that, but that, I think that is the main reason, that nowadays it's not as much of a suspicion that someone will spill, because we are not sitting on the grass itself, we have tables. So practically, if you go to a kiddush, you can definitely drink. Be careful not to spill, but you are allowed to drink. If you're making a kiddush in your own house, in your own backyard, you should ask a shayla. There is what to rely on, like we've been saying. Maybe you could set up the drinks table on the cemented part of your yard, and if other people walk around, then perhaps that's out of your control. But that is one halacha that's important to know in regards to drinking outdoors, whether it's by a kiddush or stam on Shabbos afternoon. The second halacha we need to discuss is a similar type of halacha, and that is that, of course, you know you are not allowed to water any grass or plants on Shabbos, because that's included in improving the growth. We all know that. But what about a sprinkler system? Now, to turn on a sprinkler system on Shabbos, of course, is not allowed. That's zereya. That's all part of planting and improving the grass. But what about on a Shabbos clock? The custom of many, many, many people is to rely on Shabbos clocks. Even though Rav Moshe Feinstein is against using Shabbos clocks, he says for lights we're allowed to use it, even though he says there's no difference to differentiate between lights and anything else. But he says lights, you can't stop people already. But for everything else, Rav Moshe Feinstein is against Shabbos clocks. I do believe that most people do use Shabbos clocks when called upon when they need to. Many people don't use it on a regular Shabbos, but if they need to, they would use it. And if you use a Shabbos clock, then technically you would be allowed to use a sprinkler system on Shabbos. The Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa simply says that you are allowed to use a sprinkler system on a Shabbos clock. However, there is a big issue in regards to using a sprinkler system on Shabbos. And that's what we call Avsha Milsa. Avsha Milsa means something that's in public, and it's included in Zilzul Shabbos. It's not proper, it's not kavod, it's a disgrace to the Shabbos to have using, you know, to have people to see the sprinkler going, even if they'll assume that it's a Shabbos clock. But it's not proper to have that being done on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, no, it's not a problem because that's only by noise, not by sight, but definitely, preferably, it's better if you could arrange the clock of your sprinkler system, turn it off before Shabbos. If it's very, very complicated to turn off, then maybe set it for 2 o'clock in the morning where nobody could see it, and then it will be dry by the time men walk to shul in the morning, so they won't even realize that you did it. But definitely it would be better to avoid. There's a big shaila if, let's say, the Shabbos clock already went on and the sprinkler system is on, can you turn off the water on Shabbos? Because perhaps when the water goes down, 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 that'll go on top of grass that it wasn't going on before. I heard those that say that it's not allowed to be turned off. I heard those that say that it's is allowed to be turned off. Different reasons we're not going to get into, but that is in regards to a sprinkler system that even if you have a Shabbos clock, it's definitely preferable not to use it because that's considered a disgrace to Shabbos because it's in public of Avsha Milsa. This concept of something technically being permitted, but it's not considered proper for Shabbos, is something that we even touched upon last night when we were discussing the halachos of playing ball on Shabbos. But that is something that is true for the entire Shabbos. And it's something that's very important by the Shabbos Seuda. By the meal on Shabbos, people have different conversations of all different types of things by the Shabbos Seuda. And Abtzadik HaKohen tells us that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and he says that the pinnacle, the top, the peak of Hashem's love for us is on Shabbos. And he says the peak of Hashem's love for us on Shabbos is by the Shabbos Seuda. And we come to the Shabbos Seuda Friday night, and we sing Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim that come, and then so quickly we sing Tzeischem LaShalom. We bid them farewell. What do you mean? We leaving so soon? You know, we just invited them, and now we're kicking them out so quickly. But the answer is because the Shabbos Seuda is reserved only for us and Hashem. That's it. Even the Malachim, even the angels, are not invited. And there's plenty what to do by the Shabbos table, whether it's Zmirais, Divrei Torah, Parsha sheets for the kids. And do not quote me as saying that you're only allowed to say Divrei Torah by the Shabbos meal on Shabbos. I think that's unrealistic, and I'm not going to tell you that you need to speak only Divrei Torah. I don't speak only Divrei Torah by the Shabbos meal, but there's plenty what to talk about that it's not weekday type. It's something maybe neutral, and for sure something Advar Torah, maybe a nice story. If anyone needs some good stories, I could definitely give you a few hundred good stories I have up my sleeve. And it's definitely important to know what should be discussed at the Shabbos table. Maybe someone needs to prepare in advance a good question to discuss with the children, with the guests. But not to talk about sports, the Subway Series. Anyone who doesn't know what the Subway Series is, you could ask the men in your family. But there are things that are just reserved not for the Shabbos Seuda. Even, perhaps, maybe even the entire Shabbos, it shouldn't be spoken about. But there are certain things that even if technically it's not against halacha, but it's just not considered Shabbostic. And that is something very important to know for the Shabbos Seuda itself, how to gear the conversation with the children and with the guests. And with that, Hashem should, Be'ez Hashem, be close to us by the Shabbos Seuda, and that love for us should only increase. Okay? Everybody should have a good night.